This is Wickham Sound.
National and international news. On the hour, every hour. This is Wickham Sound.
106.6 FM.
From the Sky News Centre at 1, David Cameron's apparently been caught on video criticising plans to raise national insurance for the self-employed. According to a professional lip reader, the former Prime Minister said the hike broke a manifesto pledge and called it stupidity. Labour has accused Theresa May of a partial U-turn by delaying a vote on the increase. Our political correspondent Darren McCaffrey says the issue is proving highly controversial.
What it is a reminder of just what a sensitive subject this has become for the government, and actually that even when you have got little opposition from Labour at the moment, a governing party, even in the position that Theresa May is in, can essentially muck up.
A top boss at Mars says the price of chocolate and other goods could go up by almost a third as a result of a hard Brexit. In a speech in Brussels, Fiona Dawson warned the company would have to pass on costs if the UK leaves the EU without a trade deal. It's being recommended that sepsis should be treated with the same urgency as heart attacks. NICE, which issues guidelines in England and Wales, says anyone showing signs of the condition should be treated within an hour. It's thought Donald Trump's state visit to the UK will happen in the autumn. Buckingham Palace has announced the King of Spain is making an official trip in June, and there are only two state visits per year. Celtic fans have been paying tribute to Lisbon Lion Tommy Gemmell, who died last week, aged 73. They lined the streets outside the club's ground ahead of his funeral in Glasgow. Eddie Gray was a Scotland teammate.
Tommy was a tremendous player, a great character. And looking back at Tommy and the rest of the players he played with, you know, they go down in history. I mean, tremendous player. Tremendous character, sadly missed.
And organisers of a UK-wide live music census say they're surprised by the amount of activity being recorded. The project, thought to be a world first, has seen volunteers tracking performances from lone buskers to stadium concerts for 24 hours. That's the latest. I'm Annie Green.
Thanks, Annie. And now for local news. The mayor of High Wycombe has been forced to apologise after being accused of wearing his chains at political events while on a personal visit to his birthplace in Kashmir. Councillor Zia Ahmed said he was just following in the footsteps of some past mayors and did not have any further statement to make. High Wycombe could soon have its own specialist orthopaedic veterinary practice if a planning application is approved by Wycombe District Council. Plans have been submitted to turn a warehouse in the Cressex Business Park into a vet surgery that will provide around 35 complex operations a month. The nearest equivalents are at Potter's Bar and Guildford. There are, however, concerns about adequate parking, and Wycombe District Council will rule on the plans by the 7th of April. A married couple who are both head teachers of local schools and are both retiring at the end of the month to spend more time together. Elaine Kilner has been the head teacher at St Mary and All Saints Primary School in Beaconsfield for 16 years, and her husband, Graham, has been head of Highworth Combined School in Terriers for 22 years. The couple's final day at their respective schools will be the 31st of March. Wycombe Wanderers are back in action tomorrow when Blackpool are the visitors to Adams Park. The Chairboys will be looking to build on last week's victory at Grimsby, which was their first win in seven games. Tomorrow's match kicks off at 3 p.m.
Wycombe Sound weather.
Weather with Manor Estates. Cloudy and dull all day with showers and light winds, maximum temperature 13 degrees. Tonight and tomorrow will be much the same with a chance of heavier rain on Sunday.
You're listening to Wycombe Sound, online, on the app, and on 106.6 FM.
Thank you. Kate Bush running up that hill. It's 9 minutes past one on the Friday afternoon. Yes, indeed. 10th of March 2017, if you've not already established that. And a very good afternoon. I'm Chris Phillips with you for the next 3 hours, taking us to 4 o'clock. And, of course, the drive time team will be in. And Sheridan, oh, dear, another weekend coming up. Hasn't the week gone fast again? I must admit it's been a very busy one. I don't know about you, but this has really travelled this week. Right, so what have we got on the show this afternoon? Well, 5 years ago, the Beaconsfield Cycle Paths Action Group was formed to encourage young and old to take up cycling and so reduce the reliance on cars as one of its aim. To do this, the group plans to create, and indeed is working on creating now, a network of cycle routes in and around Beaconsfield, principally linking local schools. Belinda Avery from the group will be here to talk about it and tell us about their plans and where they're going to and what they're aiming to do to get people off the road and onto their bike. Also, moving on, following on the many deaths and talking of roads, we continue on that theme to some extent, but this time attributed to the use of mobile phones. The government's brought in new legislation to encourage us to put them away when we get into our cars. We're going to be talking to Councillor Mark Shaw. He's the Cabinet Member for Bucks County Council, and he'll be here to explain what the laws mean if we are tempted to cross the line and use our mobile phones as we're driving. Also, we'll be taking a look at the potholes, what plans the council have for repairs, which I gather are likely to start very, very shortly, if not before the end of March, certainly the beginning of April. So we'll be hearing from him about that. And getting completely off the road and into the sky, you may recall that a while back, Sarah Sharkley from Thames Valley Air Ambulance joined us to talk about the helicopter air ambulance service, which covers our communities in Bucks, Berks and Oxfordshire. The air ambulance receives no funding from the state, therefore relies on volunteers raising funds. Well, if you looked in this week's Bucks Refresh, you'll see a picture of a load of pupils from Highcrest School who've made it their aim this year to raise funds for the charity and their plans to organise events. And two of them, along with a teacher from the school, will be popping in to tell us more. That's about 3:30. We'll be hearing from them. And, of course, in the programme, we'll have the community news and what's on in our local theatres, all right the way through until 4 o'clock. So you'll join me as we listen to Hazard from Richard Marx.
I swear I left her safe and sound.
There, Elvis Presley at 19 minutes past one on this Friday afternoon. Before that, of course, Richard Marx and Hazard. You're listening to Wickham Sound 106.6 on FM in the High Wycombe area and, of course, around the world as well. And if I can move to some of the events that are taking place, a couple which are actually happening. Made in Dagenham, the musical, is coming to the Curzon Centre this month. It's based on the real-life events of a lady called Rita O'Grady, who worked at the Ford car plant back in 1968. They were all classified, the women, as unskilled labour, in spite of carrying out specialist tasks, and she actually led her colleagues to a strike after a meeting with Ford regarding the issue goes badly. The Beaconsfield Operatic Society dub it as funny and inspiring, and they're performing it from March the 15th to the 18th. That's next week, of course, from Wednesday through to Saturday. And you'll be more than welcome to come along and get tickets. If you want more information, it's bmos.org.uk or call a High Wycombe code, I call it that, 01494 813518. Also, this tomorrow, in actual fact, the Woburn Singers will be performing an evening concert of the Choral Bruckner Motets. That's at St. Teresa's Church in Beaconsfield. They were composed in the late 19th century. They are mostly a cappella, sometimes accompanied by the organ and the trombone choir. Women singers are celebrating their 50th anniversary this year, and they were founded by the late Richard Hickox, who founded the group when he was a student, and actually I have to say he played the organ at my wedding in the parish church. Tickets for the concert cost £15, £5 for students, and are available on the door. If you want to know more, 01628 482093, 01628 482093. And after the ads and a track or two, we'll be talking to Belinda Avery from the Beaconsfield Cycle Path Action Group. This is Percy Sledge and When a Man Loves a Woman, 21 minutes past the hour of one.
When a man
is Wickham Sound.
Every Monday at 7 p.m. on Wickham Sound, join Duncan,
Warren and Jay
for the best film reviews and movie news
and banter.
So join us every Monday
on Monday Movies
at 7.
Is your office looking tired and worn out? Or is your home in need of a fresh lick of paint? High Wycombe-based ABK are specialists in commercial and domestic refurbishment and redecorating services. Call 01494 465566. That's 01494 465566. Or visit our website, abklimited.co.uk. That's abkltd.co.uk. You can even just pop into the office on the Hillbottom Road roundabout in High Wycombe. With over 50 years' experience, ABK is a name you can trust.
At Perry's, we're always looking to go one better. And thanks to popular demand, until March 31st, we're making it even easier for you to drive away a brand new Ford by adding, well, absolutely nothing. Put it another way, we're offering you 0% interest-free finance for a full 3 years. Now, isn't that something? there's professional, friendly service you can trust, and you can ask about our unbeatable price match promise. More good reasons why Perry's is even better. Visit Perry's Ford High Wycombe or see perrys.co.uk. Offer excludes Ford Focus RS Mustang and Studio models. Financed by Ford Credit Europe, subject to status, terms and conditions.
Have you got a home emergency? Need a handyman, plumber, tiler or carpenter? Call A&R Plumbing and Building on 07768 271 714. That's 07768 271 714. No job too small. 30 years experience and based right here in High Wycombe.
Have your voice heard on Wycombe Sound 106.6 FM. Want to say thank you? Thank you, good luck, or happy birthday to someone? Now you can by calling our dedication hotline on 01494 445 445.
This is Wycombe Sound.
Snowman, I was told, but there was no one there to hold. Before I swore that I would be alone forevermore. Wow, look at you now, flowers in the window, such a lovely day. And I'm glad you feel the same. But you stand up out in the crowd. You are one in a million, and I love you.
In the Windows by Travis at 29 minutes past one on the breakfast show, on the afternoon show. My eyes are a bit lowered down at the moment, feeling rather tired. Busy day yesterday. Well, Belinda Avery from the Beaconsfield Cycle Pass Action Group is here in the studio. 5 years ago, the Cycle Pass Action Group was formed to encourage young and old to take up cycling and so reduce the reliance on cars as one of its aims. To do this, the group plans to create a whole network of cycle routes in and around Beaconsfield, principally linking local schools. And joining us to explain the group's plans, Belinda Avery is here. Good afternoon to you, Belinda.
Good afternoon, Chris. Thank you so much for inviting me today.
You're very, very welcome. Now, I think I've actually explained one of your aims and objectives, but from our little conversation just beforehand, that seems to be your primary one, is linking all the schools in Beaconsfield together.
Yes, that's right, Chris. What we wanted to do was create a core network of cycle lanes and cycle paths in Beaconsfield to encourage use of bicycles and scooters for short to medium length journeys, reduce reliance on cars, encourage cycling amongst school children by means of safer routes, and generally make cycling easier with increased cycle parking facilities.
Mm. And the aim is that the children should use their own bikes rather than you having the Boris bikes parked out all over.
Yes, our investigations seem to show that the majority of school children in the vicinity do have their own bicycles. And in fact, our surveys show that 74% wish to cycle and are in favour of the provision of cycle routes and crossings.
Looking at your website, Linda, I mean, you've done an amazing work so far, but it's been not easy, I think.
Well, Chris, it is a long game. We have had a huge amount of support from a small minority of people. There have been some wonderful councillors who've helped us along the way. The Bucks County Council Sustainable Travel Team have been amazing. I'd like to mention in particular Becca Dengler and Corin Randall, who've helped us push this forward. Yeah. But the group does comprise representatives from each school in Beaconsfield and town and district councillors, county councillors, cycling enthusiasts generally. And we have had support from, for example, Martin Tett of Bucks County Council. Mm-hmm. Ralph Bagg has been a great core supporter, South Bucks District Council. And indeed, Dominic Grieve MP has expressed support. Mm.
How many routes have you got laid out at the moment, then?
Well, if you go onto our website and if you just Google Beaconsfield Cycle Paths, that will come up. You will see that we have essentially two going north-south and two going east-west. We've tried to look at the desire lines, if you like, for school children in the town, where they are likely to start and want to finish.
And presumably they are mainly off-road?
They're mainly off-road, Chris.
Yeah.
For example, we have a project which is, we hope, coming to fruition in the Easter holidays, which will convert an existing footpath to a dual-use cycleway, subject to consultation and signage. So that will keep the children off the main road to a large degree. I don't think we can avoid the main road completely, but, for example, if a child wants to go from North Beaconsfield up to one of the schools, one of the three schools in Wattleton Road, then this should avoid, by following our red route, the majority of the traffic.
And are the routes signposted for them to follow?
Not yet, or at least some of them are. Those that have been approved by Transport for Bucks and County are signed, but indeed the desire line for the remainder is yet to be signed.
And this is not easy. I mean, I like you, I think when we were talking just now, would think, oh, right, okay, there's a footpath goes down there. We could create that as a cycle route, could we not? Doesn't work that way.
I think in our naivety, when we first formed the group, out of a desire to improve and reduce congestion at the school gate, we thought it would be a simple matter of signing and resurfacing. It's really far more complex than that. Mm-hmm. Statutory consents are required. Bucks County Council owns the highway and is responsible for the highway. So indeed, even if we were to raise funds for the cycle paths ourselves, we need their consent. Mm-hmm. Utilities need to be investigated. Consultation needs to take place. Mm-hmm. We had one situation where, in fact, a walking association locally objected to our plans because they were concerned that the cyclists would affect the pedestrians. Thankfully, that was resolved, and I think that we've now reached a harmonious position.
Well, that was my point. I think, thinking about it, of course, I mentioned it was footpaths, and because that's what people do, they like to go for walks. But, I mean, you're obviously overcome that issue of people being able to walk down there and youngsters, people being able to cycle.
Indeed, provided the path is wide enough, and we've done a lot of research on this and engineers have been involved, a shared use path is the ideal because we want to encourage walking, of course, as well as cycling and scootering. And the idea is really to try to encourage people to get out of their cars, leave their cars at home, if possible, and if they can't, even to park further away from the school gate and then cycle or scoot from there.
The one thing that always comes to mind when you think about youngsters going down footpaths, and that is security and safety, is that being looked at?
Yes, indeed. What we have found is that the vast majority of primary and prep school children will actually come to school with their parents. It's unusual for them not to do that. But for those that don't, I think the routes that we have, that we aspire to, are safe routes, and they are generally well lit and open routes.
I was going to say, it's because obviously 4 o'clock in the evening in the winter, it's fine now, of course, when children going home, going to school, it's daylight. But in the winter months, of course, it gets dark. So perhaps you wouldn't encourage them to use them during the winter?
Well, I think it's a balance, really. Yeah. I think we do promote high-vis vests. We promote lights, obviously. Good. But I think it's a matter of parental choice as much as anything. Mm.
And if parents cycle with the children, I think you've reached your aim, haven't you, really?
So much the better.
Yeah.
And we do have a number of families locally who really just do that. They do practice what they preach. So that's what we want to encourage and roll out.
Yeah. When it started, it's the beginning. After 5 years, it's the beginning
indeed,
of 2011.
Indeed, yes.
So you've got two routes running north-south, two routes running east-west. Now, are there plans for more?
Well, given that it is such a long game, I think we would like to see all these paths actually up and running before we move further afield.
Right.
There has been discussion about a route along the A40 so that we can actually involve Holts for School, which is the seventh of the Beaconsfield schools. The other six are really within fairly easy reach of each other. Mm. So there's been talk about that, but again, that's expensive. There are pros and cons, but it is on the agenda, and a paper has been written about
consultation.
This. Yes,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Okay, now you're in fact a charity, are you not? Or you're at least a voluntary organisation?
We're a voluntary organisation, indeed, yes.
Yeah.
We're not a corporation. We are a group of volunteers,
yes.
And we are all passionate about sustainability, and whether we are cyclists ourselves or not. Yeah. Our aim is to make our environment a better place.
And are you therefore funding this from your own pocket, or are you doing fundraising events?
Well, we have done some fundraising, but as I've mentioned to you, Chris, the difficulty is even if we raise the funds, we are dependent upon the local authority to work with us to implement those changes. Mm. So I think we hope to develop that relationship over a period of time. And obviously, some of these initiatives do rely on private enterprise. Mm. You may have heard of the Access to Stations project,
yes,
which was a great success. And that was a partnership between Bucks County Council, Chiltern Railways and Sustrans. Mm. BCP was involved in that, and we promoted the cycle storage at the station, CCTV. That was a great success, but it was a joint effort, if you like.
Yeah.
There is limited funding within all local authorities. There are competing demands. So I think we have to work on a particular timescale.
Yeah. But it's not going to go away, though, is it?
It won't go away. And I think with government policy and local policy encouraging sustainability, in theory, it's very topical.
Yeah.
Indeed, we have contributed to the government's cycling and walking strategy. That's been a very important pillar for us, like. And we've made submissions. In fact, we opened our submissions stating BCP agrees with the government that reaching our goal will require persistence, patience and resolution. We have encountered the same experience, but we're not deterred. And we will press on. Our tagline is an H.G. Wells quotation, when I see an adult on a bicycle, I do not despair for the future of the human race.
I saw that. It's the top of all your publicity
yes.
on your website
yes.
and everything. Well, I think you're doing a grand job. If anybody wants to help, wants to get involved, wants to contact you, organisation, presumably they go to the website or there's
their phone
number.
If they could go to the website, just yeah. Google Beaconsfield Cycle Paths and leave a message for us on the website. If anybody would like to contribute to the current consultation,
yeah.
it's a Bucks County Council consultation.
Right.
So again, you can go to the Transport for Bucks website and type in local consultations. There is a Survey Monkey survey which takes 2 or 3 minutes to complete, and you can literally tick support if you feel able to do so. We would really appreciate that support.
Well, Belinda, thank you very much for coming in, and every success. I think it's the best thing, actually, for youngsters to cycle in. I live near two schools, and I know I can't get out of the drive between 8 and 9 in the morning and 3 and 4 in the afternoon. It's just hazardous. So, yes, the more that can cycle in, I think the better. Thank you for popping
thank
in.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
You're listening to Wickham Sound, online, on the app, and on 106.6 FM.
This is Wickham Sound.
Hi, it's Colin, you know, from the football results on a Saturday. So because Tuesdays aren't generally known for much, you don't hear people say, I've got that Tuesday feeling, we wanted to do something a bit different on a Tuesday evening. So join us between 8 and 10 for a whole range of things that are hopefully quite interesting.
And now I'm at the stage where I'm one of the 8 script writers now.
Fantastic. So. An elf, you might say.
An elf, yes, I am an elf. Or as Sandy now calls us, Nissa.
Can be a bit unusual.
Get this into your head. There are infinite universities in our infinite universe, and there are millions of me, and there are millions of you.
But hopefully often entertaining.
It was a real pleasure talking to you.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, it was. Come on, hear me do. I'm not doing, I don't, you know, I'm not this funny with everyone.
No. You know? you need to save yourself for Friday.
Yeah, you need to have some outlet, some great guy to make me funny.
Tune in to find out what we've got on the next show here on Wickham Sound.
Can you believe Wickham Sound is already 4 months old? And to ensure we're providing the programmes that you want to hear, we're putting together a listener panel. We're looking for 12 men and women from all walks of life to give us feedback and help us design future programmes. To express your interest in joining the Wickham Sound listener panel, call us on 01494 449900 or email contact@wickhamsound.org.uk.
Missed your favourite programme on Wickham Sound? Don't worry, now you can listen again for up to 4 weeks. Just go to wickhamsound.org.uk and click on Listen Again.
Comes from inside.
Could you be
the
second-hand unwind. If you look, you can look, and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time after time. If you look, you can look, and you will find me. Time after time. If you fall, I will catch you, I'll be
Wickham Sound, 106.6 FM. This is Wickham Sound, 106.6 FM.
Pill to swallow.
There we are. That's the Western know-it-all, in fact, from the beach, from the Beach Boys, from Danny Clarkson. This is Surfer Girl from the Beach Boys. At least it was when I last listened to. Towards the news now, we're at 2 o'clock.